Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Boy al Paroi, come to Paroi, ki ani echvadati es liboi beslev avodov. I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants. In order that I put my signs, these signs within him. So Rashi says, Boyal Paroi v'hasra boy, and warn him. There's a number of ha'aris over here. First of all, what's the shaykhus between Boyal Paroi? Come to Paroi because I hardened his heart. That's a reason why you should come to Paroi. It's mashma, like, it's giving a reason why you should come to Paroi. Second of all, how's a shaykh to warn Paroi? If Paroi doesn't have a choice, he's not gonna change. So warn him because I hardened his heart. It's tarat d'sasri. And also the famous question that the Mefarshim asked, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his chayich habechira, so why is he getting punished? He doesn't have a choice. So yeshayim, because originally he hardened his heart. He was the geirim of that. But it's past this mashma that every time he was punished for every time that he refused. So the Shem Yishmul says, I'm over the Kipshad here. I'll be a Yisoid from his father, the Abnei Nezer, which we've said in the past. Abnei Nezer says that every time we're Mekayim a Mitzvah, we're Poyel, tremendous things in Leilom Yisrael Yainim. Where do we get that Koyav, that through a small action, we're able to be Poyel in all of the Yainimis, and that is because we're a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since we're a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mekayim the mitzvah, the mishaloyach gives over the koyach to the shliach, shlucho shalom kimoyser. So in essence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the power to accomplish what we're accomplishing with these actions. That's why we say, Hashem kedishonu b'mitzvoyser v'tzivonu al this mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified us with his kedusha to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, and we're able to be poyel far and beyond anything that we could imagine. We once said this b'negeya to Nasa v'nishma. Yidden said Nasa v'nishma, so Baskol came out from the Shemaim and said, "Mi gilu levonai yisod v'rozeh shemalachi asharis mishtam shenboi." What is the secret of the malachi asharis? So the Emes says, it's not a kasha on the B'nai Yisrael. How can you be mekabel on yourself something you have no idea what you're being mekabel on yourself? And the answer is, they learned from the Malachim. A Malach is a Shliach. A Malach is not Mugbul. He's not confined by anything. Why? Because since he's a Shliach of Hashem, Shluch HaShalom Kimoi, saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the power to go beyond any boundaries. So Mimela, the B'nai Yisrael knew that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Torah, he's making us a Shliach, and Shluch HaShalom Kimoi, he's giving us Koiches beyond any boundaries. We have nothing to worry about. It's also pshat when the pasuk says loy b'shamayim. The Gemara says because if it would be b'shamayim, you'd be mechuyev to put up ladders and go up to shamayim. Well, what's pshat? It doesn't make sense. You know, how can we do the impossible? And the answer is, if we would be mechuyev to go up to the shamayim, we'd be endowed by those koyches by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'd be able to do it. And that is, this is the yesod. You see, Tzadikim, Gedolim, they were poyel, tremendous things. What Rav Aaron was poyel here in America, what the Satma Rebbe was poyel here in America, it's mind-boggling. How did that happen? They were up against such odds. The teretz is, they were shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your koiches go beyond any boundaries whatsoever. So Zokta Shem Yishmuel is the same thing with someone that does tshuva. Especially someone that's nishtarish b'cheit, he's mamish in a swamp, he's mamish stuck in thick mud. How's a shaykh ever do tshuva? And Rabbi Yoina says that when a fellow decides to do tshuva, yazer Hashem al hashovim ad mokim shein yodei magaz. What's the pshat? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah of tshuva, that means he's giving us that koich of shlucha shalom kemoisei, that memelu were able to go beyond anything that you could imagine. Doesn't make sense. You're surrounded by tumma. You're mamish in the filth, and you're stuck in it. It's a shmetered, and you find there were rishoyim mamish. Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, the Gemara says on him that he was mamish the worst noyev shayach. And in one second, yesh kainer lomay b'sho achas. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that koyach beyond anything, any limitation. We're beyond any of those limitations. Zok to Shem Yishmol b'medvarim amburim. if we're mekayim the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if, let's say, a person openly refuses the tzivi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he doesn't get that siyata d'shmai, and he's talking stuck in the swamp. So Mela, that's the way Lim Shah the Pasuk over here. Boy El Paro Yva Hashra Boy, warn him, and by warning him, you're going to be making him a shliach to do tshuva. If you make him a shliach to do tshuva, even though I've hardened his heart, but now he's being given a new koyach to be able to come out of the swamp, so then the hasra is going to be piled. The problem is he always said no to that hasra, so maybe he'd wiped again in the swamp and he couldn't get out on his own, right? So that really answers all the questions. Because I hardened his heart, you have to come to him and warn him. And if he listens to that warning, he'll be listening to my shlichus, he'll be able to get himself out of it. Right? But the problem was that Paro kept on saying no when he wasn't willing to listen to that shlichus. Mele, he remained in the swamp. And Mele, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka wanted Laman Shisi Yisaisa Eile Bekirba. It also answers the question, why did he get punished for every time he refused? The teretz is, because if he wouldn't have refused, he could have gotten out of it with that special kayak that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to those that are Hishluch. Vayet Moshe Es Yodei Al HaShamayim Vayi Choshech Afeilo V'chol Eretz Mitzrayim Shloish Es Yom. The Medrash Rabbah quotes a posik in Tehillim, Sholach Choshech V'yachshich, Hashem sent Choshech, and it darkened, V'loi Moru Es Devorei, and they did not rebel against his words. Pashtas the Kavanas on the Malachim, that they were all maskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to understand, what's the chiddush over here? Why would I have thought that someone would not be maskim to the Choshech? They're all maskim ke'echad. Besides the fact, there's others that learn like Moru as Dvori is going on Klal Yisrael. So there also you have to understand, like, what's the Havamina that Klal Yisrael would rebel and they wouldn't want Choshech? What's the pshat? So Chassam Sofer says, Amari the Kipshat. It's your dua that in Makas Choshech, the Mitzriim, they were stuck in their places. Like, come ish mitachta, v'lero ish esachim, like, come ish mitachta. The Medrash also says that during these 6 days of Choshech, the Mitzriim saw terrible, terrible visions of terror. Mamish, they were terrorized. They were like in a different world. Since such a matziv, Klal Yisrael could have easily robbed them of everything they had, and they could have left the country, Mamish, and the Mitzriim wouldn't be able to do anything. They were stuck in their places. They were terrified about what they were seeing. So the Yidden could have left early, and they could have gone out early. The problem is that they weren't allowed to. Yosef told them, Pokem and Kadati, there's a certain time till when you have to stay, and you can't leave before that time. So that's what it says over here, Sholach Choshev Yavshech. And it was easy for them to leave, V'lei Moru Es Devorei, they weren't over on the Shua. Klal Yisrael was not over on the Shua, V'lei Moru Es Devorei. Right? So that answers Lufi the Mandama that says that it was Klal Yisrael that was only Moru Es Dvorei. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So the Heli Yisatma Rebbe, the Divrei Yoyel, Zekatzadim, Kodesh Lebrache, is Moisim on that. That's also the Chiddush that the Malachim only Moru Es Dvorei. What's the Pshat? Generally, the Sar Shal Mitzrayim would be Mekatri. Halolo Evdei Avodah Zara, why are you giving the Mitzrayim the Makkah? They didn't deserve it. But here he wasn't Mekatri, because here he was sure that in such a matzah, the Yidden would leave Mitzrayim early, right? And then they'd be over on the Shua, they're going to get themselves into trouble, like Shevet the Prime that left early, and they were all killed out. See, here, Vilei Moru Es Dvorei, the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, who normally would be Mekatrik over here, Vilei Moru Es Dvorei. But the Bnei Yisrael disappointed him, because they were like Moru Es Dvorei, because they didn't go on the back on the Shua, and they were, it was a disappointment to him. Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro gam ato titein biyodeinu zvachim v'oilois v'osinu l'Hashem Elokeinu. We will also give in our hands korbanos, and we will bring it to Hashem. So Rabban asks a question. Is he talking that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take korbanos from Paro? We know Zevach Rishon Tayeva, that the Karbonis of Rishon are an abomination, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. So what was the Havamina that Moshe Rabbeinu would take Karbonis from Paran? So Ramban answers that not that the embassy had any Havamina of taking Karbonis from Paran, it was like an expression. He was telling to Paran that is going to be so hard against you, the Yad of Hashem is going to be so heavy against you and on your nation, that you're going to want to give Karbonis also, but not that Moshe Rabbeinu Lamaise wanted to take Karbonis from him. The Imre Emes, the Sadi B'Kodesh Lebracha, says a different shot. And when it says over here, Gamatotim B'Yodenu Zvachim V'Oilois, that's not going on the animals of Pari and Mitzrayim. It's going on the animals that he stole from the Yid. Right? Yid had plenty of mikna, they had plenty of sheep, they had plenty of cattle. So Pari, it was under his rishus. We find at the end of Makas Dever, it says that Pari sent to check out if the animals of the Yidden died out. Not even one died from the Bnei Yisrael. And yet, it says afterwards, he didn't send out the nation. What's pshat? How was he not impressed? It says before, the gross is a pshat. But Zogdim Reyemes, that these were the animals that Pari stole from the Yid. And when he saw that he saw the animals are now my rishus, it's a riot that HaKadosh Baruch was really not that angry with me, that gave him chizuk. That's the way Meis Adachod, and that gave him chizuk v'yachmedes liba. So when it was up the Imre Yemes, there wouldn't have been a halacha over here of Zevach Rishon Tayeva, because the animals attacked did not belong to Para, the animals belong to the Bnei Yisrael. That would Menela answer a different question. How is Moshe Rabbeinu not choshish of taking animals from Goyim as the Yisra of Neva? They were either in another way bizarre, they bowed down to it, whatever they served. Teretz is, because it wasn't really his, ain't not a Moshe Dover Shaina Shaloi. Menela, that was not a problem. Okay, so the Ramis learns these were the animals that were stolen from the Yidden. Hashem said to Moshe, "Oyd nega echad ovi al pari v'al Mitzrayim. Achrei chen yishalach eschem mizeh, tishalchoi kolo goreish yigoreish eschem mizeh." When he sends you out completely, he'll chase you out. So the Sefer Tiferes Yonis and Reynis and Eibshitz says, and this is followed by Davar no bozmei ha'om, speak to the nation of Yishalu Ushmeyim Reyehu Ishabaru came. So Reni Snipes explains what's the Hemshech HaDvarim over here. So he says, after the Yidu and Adam Mitzrayim, against the will of the Mitzrayim, so the Umas HaOilam were Moitzi Laz against them. Not that the Mitzrayim were forced to let them go, they chased them away because the Yidin are Mirs, they didn't want them in their country. That was the way they were Moitzi Shenron. This thought is brought in the Sefer of Appian, who was from the Gedolei Sinei Yisrael. He wrote a Sefer, he was a Roman. And Yosef and Matas Yohu, that's Josephus, he wrote a Sefer against him called Contra Appian, Neged Appian. And he debunks this theory. But this is what Appian was telling. This was a thought amongst the Goyim, that not that the Mitzrayim were forced to let them out, and not that they let them out shalom irtzayinam. No, they chased them out. They didn't want them. They were illegal immigrants, so to speak. You know, they wanted them out of the country. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that you're going to have these Moitzi Shemer against Klal Yisrael. That's why he told the Bnei Yisrael to borrow Kalim in Mitzrayim. That shows clearly that they went out in Mitzrayim, B'yot Chazoku, B'zroin Etuya, and that really the Mitzrayim did not want to let them go. And that the Mitzrayim were forced to lend them Klei Chesed and Klei Zahav. Because if Taka, they would have chased them away, they would have given their Kalim to them. If anything, they would have chased them out and stolen their Kalim from them. But the fact that they let them go, by story is that they held them in high esteem. They were still hoping they were going to get it back, and they didn't take away their Kalim. So that proves this theory is wrong. Right? So Mimela, that's the Hemshik and the Psukim. Right, Yishalach eschem yizeh kishalach yikolo. But then there's going to be people that are going to say, Gorish yigorish eschem yizeh, that he chased you out because you're near to him. So for that, Dabru, no, but ozmei ha'am, v'yishal u'shmeim reyehu, and that will prove that it wasn't because you were mias in their eyes, adarabba, you were exalted in their eyes. Hachodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim. Rishayin hu lochem l'chotche hashanah, this is the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was commanded as a nation. There were mitzvahs that were given to Yechidim, Avraham Avinu was mitzvah al hamilo, Yaakov Avinu on the mitzvah of Gid Hanoshah. But as a nation, this is the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. So, Rosh Hashanah Rafal Hirsat Sal is aimed on a few nekudas. Number one, what's HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem? This Chodesh is to you, Rosh Chodoshim. We could have said, HaChodesh HaZeh Rosh Chodoshim. So we'll have to say, what is the Lochem being Moisev over here? Secondly, the Pasuk is a little bit redundant. First of all, it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. Fine. So why does it have to repeat, Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodesh HaShanah? If it's Rosh Chodoshim, it's obviously the first month. So what is this double Lashon in the Pasuk? Dr. Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. And HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. The Gemara says, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav, HaKodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Chidush HaLabana, what exactly it looks like. And he said, Kozere Eva Kadesh, which means, even though there are astronomical cheshbonos where you could figure out exactly when the Moed is, over HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, if Bedavka has to come Ayideh Eidus, if Bedavka has to come Ayideh Ria and Kiddush Bezn, like the Mishnah says, Re'u Bezn v'chol Yisrael. If Gans Klal Yisrael saw it, and Bezn saw it, they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, if Bezin didn't shout the Chalais, raise him over. What do you mean? Everybody knew that the moon was here. Everybody knows it. So what's the shot that if Bedavka has to come like they kid? You see there's a mitzvah, Al Kiddush Bezin. Not only is there a mitzvah, Al Kiddush Bezin, but even if Bezin made a mistake, it says, Atem afilu mutim, even if he did it by mistake, Atem afilu shoyigim, Atem afilu mezidim, right? Afal pikein, we go bosu the kiddush of Bezin, and not bosu what the cheshbon is. Sometimes Bezin thought that there's a tzoyrach to be ma'abru the chodesh, right? Because let's say Yom Kippur and Shabbos will fall out one after the other, it'll be a problem with kfura, with the vegetables. So Bezin on purpose. They were ma'abra the chayidish to push it off so that Yom Kippur and Shabbos shouldn't come one after the other. So you see that Bezin does not go basher the cheshbainas. Right. Now this caused the belief amongst the goyim, and they falsely said that the yidn were not bekiyim in the cheshbainas of astronomy. But haraya, they would have to see the levana, otherwise they wouldn't be kiddush chayidish. That's nonsense, of course. Because number one, on the Yom HaMe'unah, when it was cloudy, how did they figure out when Rosh Chodesh was? The terraces, they knew the Cheshbainas. By David HaMelech also, it says, David HaMelech said, Mocher Chodesh. Tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. They didn't see the moon yet. Terraces, Api Cheshbin, he knew that it's supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. So Zichur the Yidden were Bekiyim in the Cheshbainas of the Mailed, the Afal Pikein, there is a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Al Pi Riyah. And Bezin could control exactly when that Kiddush is. So the question is, so what's talking the Pshat? Why is it like that? If the Chukei HaTeva tell me that the new month is here now, why is it totally in Bezin? Shem Shemfoher says, Gaval B'Gezach. It says in Parshas Bereishis, V'hoyu lo'oysosh ulamayadim, that the Levana serves as, its purpose is to show when the Mayadim are, when the Yomim Tovim are. What is the meaning of the word Mayed? Mayed is a get-together of two parties, a convocation. Oyhel Mayed was where Hashem got together with Klal Yisrael, where he communicated with Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael used to come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. A convocation, a get-together, has to be something which is done willingly, means on both sides. This one wants to see the other one, and the other one wants to see this one. It has to be done mitaych a hava, it has to be done mitaych a willingness. So if everything would be totally in the Chukei HaTeva, and Teva dictates this time, and that's it. If you missed it, you missed it. So then that's not a convocation of Ahava. That's not Moye. That's not where the two sides are getting together. Mitoich Lov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dafka wanted it to be in such an oifen. So Shalof, he said that it's totally in Kedusha's Bezdin. Right, that even though there are Chukei HaTeva, right, but it's totally in Kedusha's Bezdin, and when Klal Yisrael decides Al Yidei the Bezdin to make that Moye, that's an Emes Dika Moye, that's an Emes Dika convocation, that's an Emes Dika get together with HaKadosh Baruch. So that's the double, that's number one, HaKadosh HaZel Lochem, Lochem to you, that you're the ones that are Toveya. When that month is and when the Mayadim are. It's totally in you because I want it to be a Mayad where we both get together. It's also, that's why the Pasuk is seemingly redundant, but it's not. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, on one hand, but on the other hand, Rishnu Lachem L'Chadshei HaShana, B'yayim HaMe'unam, when it wasn't possible to be Mekadosh Alpi Ri, Alpi Yoratzim, then Enoch HaNami had the Chukei HaTeva, and there Kaveya when the Rosh Chodesh is. But in addition to that, Shamshon Fuller says that every Rosh Chodesh is really a get-together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we're supposed to learn from the Levana, a new light is coming into the world, and we have to bring a new light into ourselves. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we have to reawaken ourselves and ayis chatzis in our relationship. That's a get-together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a new month. It's time to reevaluate what our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be mechadosh that, and we have to see to it that we do something about it, something concrete. You know, people that are annoying with Yom Kippur cotton. Every year of Rosh Chodesh, have an ayah Yom Kippur. Chofetz Chaim was one time in a Varsha. He was looking for a minion for Yom Kippur cotton. So he asked a couple of the chassidim, do they have a Yom Kippur cotton? They say no. So he said, why not? He says, our Rebbe, he's not knowing to have Yom Kippur. It wasn't the chassidish a minute to have Yom Kippur cotton. So he says, in Moshalom Adav Redayman, there was a guy on a train. There was no Yidden on the train. He felt, you know, as a lonely. Finally, a Yid comes on the train. Oh, Mamash, he asks him, where are you going? So I'm going to so-and-so. Oh, Mamash, that's where I'm going, Baruch Hashem. He's going to have company all the way till the end. And lo and behold, much to his chagrin, the guy gets off he's about to get off at the next stop. So I told him you're going all the way till there. So he told him, he says, you know, you, Baruch Hashem, you have the funds to get you all the way till the end. I'm a mishulach. I don't have money to get me all the way till the end. So I have to collect money here. It gets me till the next stop. I get off at the next stop. I collect again. That gets me to the next stop until I get to the end. So Dr. Chofetz Chaim, your Rebbe, he, Baruch Hashem, has enough funds to get him throughout the entire year. He doesn't have to make those stops in the middle. He says, but we push the yin. We don't have that kayak, so we have to have a Yom Kippur cotton. You know, up at Lamaisa. You know, people are night to make the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, right? Because it is a yontif. It's a yontif of ischachus. It's a yontif of reawakening of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. It's interesting, the Meshech Chochme, I always read this, but I see it mamish. The more you see the Meshech Chochme, you see there's like 10 different brachim in his sefer. He could have lomdis, mamish, the highest lomdis. And he could have pshat. And he could have drush. He could sometimes have chsidish about. You know, he had all kinds of different drachim that he has. So on the pasuk, v'igadata l'bincha b'yayim ahu lemar, b'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. So he says, al derech tzachus. Derech drush. He says, marshal ma'adav v'daimah. There was a fellow that married off his daughter to a young man. And he supplied them with an apartment and with food. There was shulchanai, and mama, she gave them everything. So the wife of this rich man, she's mama, so happy that her daughter found a shidduch and mama's menucha with her husband, and she's mama's rejoicing. So the husband tells the Hetzachayim, he says, I'm not yet so comfortable. He says, right now, Why shouldn't he be nice to her? You know, he's getting everything. You know, he's getting food, he's getting a free dira, he's getting everything. He says, you know, now I'm going to be comfortable when I see that years pass and he no longer has all of these amenities and he treats her nicely and he works and he mamishes mois and nefesh to get parnasa for the shtub and to take care of her. So then that's when I'll feel comfortable. But right now, I'm not yet comfortable. I'm not yet rejoicing. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that even though right now I commanded you on mitzvahs, and you're keeping the mitzvahs, that was no big kunz. The SS Kamal Kanfei Nishor, that everything in the Midbar, they had the Mon and the Be'er Shel Miriam, some Lospoi Balsam Elecha, the Anani Akavu were protecting them. They mamish saw all the Nisim. So the immediate Kiyama Mitzvahs were not so impressive by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When am I going to be impressed? You're going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. Then you're going to be on your own. Right? Then you're going to be on your own. So that's when I'm going to be impressed. I'll be comfortable. You're doing your avodah even when you don't have all of these comforts. So if you got it, because of this avodah, that's the ikar tachlis. When I see you during your avodah, when you don't have everything, that's the whole tachlis of everything. That's when I'm going to be satisfied that I did the right thing by taking you out of Mitzrayim, by giving you the Torah. He says, Chazal went not weiter. Bavur zeh, b'shor sheyesh matzu umorah minachem lefanecha. Not Pesach matzu umorah. Even during the Churban, even when you're in Golos, when you're not going to have the Korban Pesach anymore, it's only going to be matzu umorah, and then you're going to keep the mitzvahs, then I'll be gor impressed that by giving you the Torah and taking you out of Mitzrayim, it was all for a gewaldig tachlis. I just want to finish off the beautiful words from Rav Moshe, say for Kol Ram, to state v'hoyel l'chol ha'ois al yodcha, u'l'tay tofais bein einecha, ki b'choizik yod ha'itz yonu Hashem yi Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis says, v'hoyel l'chol ha'ois, l'chol ha'ois, v'loy l'acherim l'ois. Which means that the tefillin shel yad have to be covered. Rashi over here brings down ulu teitofes beinei necha. It's a lashon of dibur, that whoever sees the tefillin on your head between your eyes will remember the nes and will speak about it. So the question is, why is it that the tefillin shel yad b'davka have to be covered? The chol ois v'loy l'acherim ois, and the tefillin shel roish that's out in the open. So Moshe says a beautiful pshat. He says, the yad represents our actions, our ma'isim. Before you're able to teach others and show others deis, you have to perfect your own actions. K'shayt atzmecha v'achakai k'shayt acherim. So the covering of the tefillin shel yad shows your own private personal avodah. But the first step is you have to make yourself good. You have to perfect all your actions. When you do that, then the mela other people will see, and they're going to learn from you even without you saying the word. You're not going to have to say anything. The fact that they see you and they say the kedusha on you, that's what the tefillin shel roish represents. V'ro kolama ya'ores, ki shem Hashem nikro alecha, v'yoreyu mimeko. Pastor shalom, v'yoreyu mimeko, they'll fear you. The grot taich is v'yoreyu, they're going to learn yira mimeko from you. But the first step is, in your private avodah, you have to perfect your actions, right? Once you do that, then everyone's going to see the shechina on you that's represented by the tefillin shel roish, like my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Gifta Zatzal, used to say, he says in Pirkei Avos, hu hoya oimer. Parsha of Pshat is, he was wont to say, he used to teach who it was his metzias that used to say it. He didn't have to speak with his mouth, his etzem essence. The way he conducted himself, his actions, his whole holy yelek was kuli aimer covered. That was the hoya aimer. That's the v'hoylech oleis al yodcha. And then the mele it'll be lutei tofes bein einecha. A guten Shabbos.